שיבת רבדי יוסף ורן שיבות בשיבת חבדת חלק היי, סימן מם היי. Fascinating question. What's the deal with on Leil Yom Kippur to say V'hu Rachum Yechaper Avon before Arvit? During the week we do, on Shabbat we don't. What about Yom Kippur? Interesting. So why do we say it? Fascinating. Why do we say V'hu Rachum before Baruchu? Yeah, so interesting. And I'm going to editorialize. It sounds like they did it, and now they're looking for reasons. Because when you have something, and then they give like so many different reasons for it, it sounds like, oh, we did it, and people are looking for reasons for it. That's my editorializing. But you see already, it comes from the Beit Midrash Rosh Rashi. Rashi, we have Rashi on Chumash, Rashi on Gemara, and then we have other Sfarim that are written by his Talmidim about what he did and how he practiced. Very interesting. Is Sefer Pardes HaGadol says, you know why you have to? And it's a little bit complicated. He says, well, Shacharit and Mincha you don't, because they're keneged tamidim, meaning we say shacharit keneged in parallel to the korban tamid in the morning, and mincha in parallel to the korban tamid in the afternoon, and there's no korban for arvit, so you need a kapara, so hu rachum yechaper avon. So that's instead of a kapara for arvit. And Rashi himself, they quote him, says, no, shenahagu lehalkot achotim kodem arvit. When they would give malkot to someone who violated a din, it would be before arvit. And what, so what does that have to do with anything? So they say that when you would give malkot, they would say, V'hu rachum yechaper avon. The malkot have to be in threes, both shoulders and the back. You would give 39, V'hu rachum yechaper avon, three times is 39. So there's a minhag to do it on Erev Yom Kippur, depending where you're from. Different minhagim, they have malkot, they get the oldest guy in shul to come and give you V'hu rachum yechaper avon. But that's what they used to really do. So he says, that's when they did it, so we also say it, but it's kind of a strange thing. Yeah, we haven't got to say Yom Kippur yet, so okay. So, I mean, we do say Tzlach Lanu in the first time he died right after Yom Kippur also. So there's no Chotim, so fine, yeah. Yeah. We're not going to give Malkot on Motzei any Yom Tov either. Motzei Shabbat either. Correct. Or, no, Adam is Chote all day long, and then Yivu Rachum Yechaper Avon towards the end of the night. A little bit strange. The Machzor Vitri, which is also a collection of Beit Midrash Rosh Rashi a little bit later of Minhagim, he says, well, there's a pasuk of Tzedek Yalin Ba. Tzedek Yalin Ba says in Yerushalayim there was Tzedek. What do you mean? Nobody ever went to sleep in Yerushalayim with an Avera. Why? Tamid Til Shachar Mechaber Al Varotcha Nasu Balayla. The Korban Tamid in the morning forgives everything he's done at night. V'tamid Til Ben Arbayim Mechaber Al Avonotcha Nasu Balayla. Yeah. And so now there's no Beit HaMikdash, so you need to say V'hu Rachum. That doesn't match. Meaning, we have Shacharit and Mincha. We have Shacharit, can they get Korban Tamid Til Shachar? We have Mincha, so what does that have to do with Arvit? Like, how did Arvit get in there? It's a little bit strange. How did Arvit get in there? Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. What if he did an Avera after Arvit? After Korban Tamid Til Shachar? Maybe they brought the Korban Tamid at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You got plenty of time to do Avera for the rest of the day. Don't. But if we did, you need to say, it's a little bit strange. Or it's Keneged, the Orchot Chaim writes, V'hu Rachum Yechaber Avon Lo Yishchid V'hir Ba'la Shivapo V'lo Yerkol Chamatol. Three different Malachim, Malachi Chavalah, that have a right to attack at night, and this kind of offsets them. And you see that's why we don't say Shabbat, because on Shabbat, you don't need that. On Shabbat, the Malachi Chavalah have no right to have any attack on us, and that's why in Hashkiveinu, we normally say Shomer Baruch Hashem Shomer Mo Yisrael Ad. On Shabbat we don't, because you don't need the extra Shmirah. You don't need the extra Shmirah, so you also don't need the extra V'hu Rachum. So yeah, they would they have the Evarim they would throw on the Mizbeach the whole night? You want a little bit extra, yeah. So they talk about why Shabbat. So they say, okay, we don't do it on Shabbat. Well, you're not supposed to ask for things on Shabbat. V'hu Rachum Yechaper Avon, we'll forgive. You don't ask for things on Shabbat. Or that it's negative. You don't have negative things on Shabbat. They say, okay, but on Yom Kippur, we ask for lots of things, and we get very negative on Yom Kippur. Not negative, but like, so Yom Kippur, it makes sense. Shabbat and Yom does not. But Yom Kippur, yes. And many, many of the Rishonim say, yeah, Yom Kippur, you say it. Yom Kippur, you say it. There's a whole debate. Maybe when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbat, then there's a whole debate. Yes, no, yes, no. But it seems like then there's plenty of reason to say it. Now the Zohar, this is why. Shasur liftoch v'leil shabbat v'ay v'urachum, it's lahagen mipachad balilot. It's to protect you. Why? Because that's when the Rishayim get punished. And on Shabbat there's no din, and therefore you're not supposed to deal with these type of things on Shabbat, because Shabbat has the ability to relax the whatever punishment the Rishayim are getting. You don't need this pasuk to offset it. And so too on Yom Kippurim also is the Yom of Rachamim Baslichot. You wouldn't need it either. You wouldn't need it. Yom Kippurim on itself should be able to offset whatever punishment they're going to get, which is, I don't necessarily understand what that means, but all of Yom Kippurim is trying to offset punishment on some level. So if you look, and he brings, Rav Avadya then goes to bring from the Sidurim, meaning if you look at all the old Sidurim, they tell you what to do. It wasn't published like ours. They were instructions. Say, Kol Nidre, Machzirim Sefer Torah, Chatzi Kaddish, V'hu Rachum Baruch Hu. And he goes through and he quotes you, tons of people. That's just what they said, meaning they're not giving an explanation. They're just telling you what they did. And they're all including this notion of V'hu Rachum comes before Baruch Hu. It's interesting that they have to point it out. They do point it out. I guess they also realize it's different from Shabbat and Yom Tov, so you need to point it out. It's not a weekday, but it needs to be pointed out. The issue is that the Ben Ish Chai says no. The Ben Ish Chai says no, you don't say it based on the Zohar. The Kol is going to be Yom HaKippurim, Shesh Bo Ha'arat HaBina, and the Satan has no right on Yom HaKippurim, so you don't need the V'hu Rachum to offset the Satan. The Ben Ish Chai says no. And the Ben Ish Chai says, oh, and the Sefer Chemdat Yamim, who says you should, he's wrong. So, the Chemdat Yamim is a good punching bag for a lot of things. The Sefer Chemdat Yamim has a lot of the, you know, in the Sidurim, the Machzorim, the Yehira Son that we say when we open the Heichal before every Yom Tov, it's always different, it's always like a page. That's from Sefer Chemdat Yamim. Sefer Chemdat Yamim has these quasi-Kabbalistic tefillot and other things. There's questions historically, was that written by one of the Shabtai Tzvi people, or is that a Sefer that's kosher? Meaning it's either kosher, or it's completely terrible. So Rav Avadya says it's fine. Rav Avadya likes this. He was a big fan of the Sefer Chemdat Yamim. He thought it was very inspirational. So here, the Ben Ish Chai is saying, nah, it's just the Chemdat Yamim says to say it, and there are a lot of things the Chemdat Yamim we don't follow. So Rav Avadya says, it's true the Chemdat Yamim says to say it, but so does Rav Avraham go, and then Sefer Shalmei Tzibur, and Sefer Shulchan Gavot. Why are you picking on the Chemdat Yamim? Okay, you don't like him, but there's like 100 other people who say to say it. So it seems like that's the minhag, and certainly that was the minhag in Yerushalayim, that was the minhag in Hebron, that was the minhag in Yeshivat Beit El. Minhag in Eretz Yisrael was certainly to say V'hu Rachum on Lel Yom HaKippurim, and therefore he says that's the appropriate thing to do. He says, however, if you have a Beit Knesset of Bavlim, Beit Knesset of Irakim, where they follow everything the Ben Ish Chai says, Torah Mitzinai, and they already follow the Ben Ish Chai, he says, what did they do before the Ben Ish Chai in Baghdad? Well, we know, because the Zivchai Tzedek, Rav Abdallah Somech, who was the Ben Ish Chai's Rebbe, he says to say it. The Ben Ish Chai came and changed it. Okay, Ben Ish Chai changed it. So he says, those Iraqim that already changed it because of the Ben Ish Chai, so no, they can keep it there. They follow everything else the Ben Ish Chai says. If you follow everything else the Ben Ish Chai says, so then fine. But everybody else, he thinks it's appropriate to say. He thinks even on Shabbat, he argues you should say it. Then there's more of a machloket. Yes, no, yes, no. But otherwise, it's appropriate to start Yom HaKippurim with V'hu Rachum Yechaper Avot.